This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libus. Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor has requested the death penalty for five suspects in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington Post columnist and critic of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was killed October 2nd after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. A spokesperson for the prosecutor's office said Thursday that Khashoggi was given a lethal injection, and after he died, his body was dismembered. AP correspondent Aya Batraoui reports Turkey is calling for a deeper probe into the killing.
The Turkish response has essentially said this is not a satisfactory explanation of what happened. We still demand to know who gave the orders, who are the real perpetrators, saying that this cannot just simply be shoved away and closed down in this way. They are not happy with this. They're saying this is not enough. This is not satisfactory.
Saudi officials have given numerous explanations since Khashoggi disappeared, including saying he actually left the consulate on his own, that he died after a fight, then saying he was killed during a rogue operation. Fresh Taliban attacks have killed more than 40 government troops in Afghanistan's western Furah province, which borders Iran. Officials said Thursday most of the casualties occurred in the embattled Bala Baluk district, where insurgents staged a major offensive against a police base late at night. A top officer at the provincial police headquarters, Syed Abdullah Andarabi, told VOA the ensuing clashes lasted several hours. He also confirmed the killing of 32 security forces, including the district police chief. The Democrats have captured another seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. Political novice Andy Kim was declared the winner Wednesday from the 3rd Congressional District in New Jersey. He defeated incumbent Republican Tom MacArthur. Kim was a national security aide in the Obama White House. He's of Korean heritage and will be New Jersey's first Asian American congressman. Meanwhile, votes are still being counted more than a week after midterm elections for the House and for the Senate. Look for the latest on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's divorce from the EU is in peril after two leading cabinet ministers quit the morning after Prime Minister Theresa May unveiled a finalized Brexit plan. Reaction was strong as May told lawmakers the deal that was agreed to is not the final agreement.
What we agreed yesterday was not the final deal. It is a draft treaty. It is a draft treaty that means that we will leave the EU in a smooth and orderly way on the 29th of March 2019, and which sets the framework for a future relationship that delivers in our national interest.
A junior minister preceded Dominic Raab's departure, and three ministers followed as furious Brexiteers plotted openly to oust May as Conservative leader, delivering serious blows to her authority. The British pound dropped sharply in value against the U.S. dollar after Raab's resignation. Several hundred Central American migrants arrived Wednesday in the Mexican border city of Tijuana after a month of traveling in hopes of entering the U.S. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
These are the first groups from the caravans. Across the border, authorities in the U.S. were putting up razor wire security barriers. On the buses were people like Joshua Vargas from Honduras. He says Mexico has been excellent. We have no complaints about Mexico. The United States remains to be seen. A few dozen of the first migrants to arrive scaled the steel border fence to celebrate, chanting, "Yes, we could." One man dropped over the U.S. side briefly. As border agents watched from a distance, he quickly ran back to the fence. Mexico is offered refuge, asylum, or work visas, but many of these people have their sights set on the U.S.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Wednesday visited some of the 5,000 troops deployed along the southern U.S. border to assist the National Guard and Border Patrol. Some 5,000 migrants are expected to reach the U.S. border by Friday. A U.S. federal judge is expected to announce Thursday whether the White House must, at least temporarily, allow CNN correspondent Jim Acosta back on the premises to do his job. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly told reporters Wednesday he wanted to ponder the decision overnight and would issue a ruling at 3 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday. CNN lawyer Ted Boutros.
The judge was very, very focused on the key issues in the case. Had clearly spent a lot of time studying the issues. These are very important First Amendment and due process issues that are exceedingly important to free press and to democracy and to the American people.
Government attorneys contend Acosta's conduct prevented the White House from conducting an orderly news conference. Get the latest updates on VOAnews.com and in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Libus, VOA News.